on the Rebel Sports Network from Learfield, live from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel and Casino. Welcome to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show, presented by Fenley Toyota. Also brought to you by Fenley Chevrolet is your home for woo! Located on the 215 Beltway between Rainbow and Jones. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Cofield, Robert Smith, and John Sandler.
Welcome once again to Bailiwick here inside the Orleans Hotel and Casino. As the Runnin' Rebels, we got a nice crowd on hand. Yeah, the Runnin' Rebels getting ready to open it for reals, as they say. Saturday night, Loyola Marymount in town, 7 o'clock with the tip. John Sandler, Robert Smith, Steve Cofield, and head coach Marvin Menzies climbing in, getting ready for an hour worth of Runnin' Rebel talk. Always a great time of year at the beginning of the season. We'll spend a little time talking about the exhibition game and all that we saw there. A lot of fun, a very exciting game. Talk about the upcoming season, some of the roles, some of the expectations, not only for the team but individuals on the team. Give you a peek into the schedule a little bit about what's going to be going on with the Runnin' Rebels this year, home and away, and highlight some new features over at the Thomas & Mack. Some great food and beverage specials, some things they've got going on for the students, and just hoping for a really fun, exciting year of Runnin' Rebel basketball. We bring in Coach Menzies, and Coach, I know that it's been a lot of work put in with this group getting ready for Saturday night. Had a chance for a dress rehearsal, if you will, on last week against the Yellow Jackets. I almost call them the Bumblebees. The Yellow Jackets of Montana State Billings, and the Rebels almost got stung.
That's right.
That's a team that could really shoot it, especially in the second half.
They've earned their respect to know their logo and get it right. But, yeah, no, Mick did a great job. We didn't see Mick, being my former assistant, the head coach of Montana State Billings. You know, he did a good job of not showing us some stuff when they played Grand Canyon, and we kind of went in blind and didn't really want to show much on our end and just kind of had to struggle to stay true to form there. I don't think we ran any sets until maybe the last 3 or 4 minutes of the game, and then we kept it kind of light. But, no, they fought and clawed, and they did a great job, and it was good for our young guys to say, hey, we got a show for everybody, huh? Yeah, you're the Rebels, my friend.
That's right.
And they're all coming to get you.
We talked about that a little bit after the game, the fact, and a little bit this week. Mm-hmm. It takes a while for these guys to understand that it says UNLV on your chest, and that means something to the other team.
Well, the good thing about it is having, you know, Noah and Marvin and Nick and Trey around as four local guys that can kind of help to get them to understand that. I mean, I'm not a big newspaper guy during the year, and when the season starts, as you know, I don't really do much of that. But someone called me and said, man, what a great article today. So I think it was today or yesterday, whenever it was, and Noah had some things to say that I don't think, unless you grow up in Vegas, you say those
right,
things.
Right, yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So you just don't understand the pride factor that comes along with being a Runnin' Rebel. So we're getting the younger guys to understand that. We're bringing in some speakers that we have planned, and guys like Robert gets a chance to – they get to meet him and know what it is to see what a Runnin' Rebel, a real one, looks like, that experience success, and it's still very ingrained in the community. And, you know, just things like that, interactions, especially, you know, going on the road. And they haven't had – Rob hasn't had a chance to spend a lot of time with the new guys, but he knows Noah well and so on and so forth. So we'll have everybody sit down with them and kind of break bread with them over the – course of the year, yourself and Steve included, to kind of say, hey guys, do you guys really get this? So we'll see where it goes.
Rob, bringing Robert Smith, coach was talking about Runnin' Rebel legend. And Robert, you know, we talked about it before the game. Exhibition games are always a little bit funky.
Oh, yeah.
There's always a couple teams that bring in someone you never heard of and things go sideways. Fortunately for the Rebels, it didn't happen that way.
No.
But valuable lesson learned.
Oh, yeah, I think it's a lesson learned. What I did see, though, in the game was there were spurts, and it probably was, you know, the group of guys that were in together that, you know, that they did some defensive things very well. And I know Coach had to play a lot of guys, so it's hard for some of them to get that rhythm. But you know the guys that are supposed to be in
right
at certain times. And that's what I was looking for, you know, what group would play well together. And that was the biggest thing for me watching that game.
Steve, we made the comment after the game that it probably was better for this team to win a two-point game at the end than to win a 40-point blowout, just in terms of a learning experience and things like that.
We'll ask the coach. was it better in the final 2 minutes as you're sweating it out?
Well, let's just say the aftermath was better, right? Because now you get to go and show film and get their attention. Yeah. And obviously, the way we've practiced, it helped me to figure out how to coach these guys. You know, I think every year when you look at your team, you've got to – until you get into the fight, you know, until you get – whether it's a boxing match, whether it's a football game, with no matter what it is, until you know the competitive spirit of your players and how to push and pull them and get them to respond appropriately, you just don't really know how to coach them. Because like any teacher in the classroom, you know, you want to figure out how to get the most out of your students. So that was a great opportunity for me on that first test of the year to say, oh, okay, we've got to just get them to do A, B, and C. And specifically right now, to be more pointed, the A is they've got to think a little less and play a little harder, number one.
Right.
Number two, they've got to own the defensive, four defensive components that we've put in front of them, and we could elaborate on that later if you like. And then lastly, just know that every single opponent is coming to beat you big time when you're a running Rebel.
Can you explain why it's different, especially for the young guys, the first time they're in the arena under the lights? I talked to Terrell Beck today, and he said, last year as a freshman, it was a little intimidating. You know, whether it's 5,000, 10,000, 15,000 people in the building, it's just different than practice.
Yeah, there's you got to remember, these are young men that haven't what moved you when you were a young man? What were you affected by? You know, the type of jeans you had, or the tennis shoes, or, you know, what the girl in your history class thought. Or I mean, you're so preoccupied with...
She was so stuck up.
That's because you guys never got together.
Right, right.
But you're so preoccupied with what your friends think, right? And your peers, and what people think in general.
Right.
It's not until you start to gain confidence and life experience that you realize how little that really matters in the big scheme of things. And so when you have 5,000 people watching you compared to the five coaches, it's night and day in terms of affecting their emotions and mental state.
Right. And you know, when I first came to Vegas, it took me a while because, you know, you got the strip, you got all these other things that's in your head, and then you come in to play and you go, oh, it's time to play now.
It's real now.
You know, yeah, mm-hmm. but you know, it took me about a month and a half before I really said, hey, I got to focus on getting ready for the game every game. And for some kids, it takes a little longer.
Right, it does.
I think what happens, if you watched them, I mean, I watched a lot of the practices. And for a while in the exhibition game, the guys, whether they were thinking or they were overwhelmed, they weren't moving as quickly, they weren't reacting the way you want them to. It just seemed as if they were, you know, they were sort of moving two steps slower than a team that had already played a game,
right,
and a team, regardless of what level they're at, that has played in front of audiences before, crowds before.
Playing to not mess up and not be embarrassed, and playing to stop their guy and not play team defense, to playing to, you know, tight on their shots. I mean, I can't remember how many little bunnies we missed right at the rim.
Right.
That's just tight. That's just mental. It's like every professional collegiate sport there is. The stronger you are mentally, you attach that to a strong athlete or, you know, physical specimen. If the ones with the strongest brains and competitive spirit are the ones that are going to, you know, rise to the top.
I wanted to ask Robert, and I'm sure you remember, how long does it take to shut out the crowd? Like, was it like 5 games in your career, 10? Because at some point, I think when you play,
right,
the crowd's just kind of there and it's ambient noise. But at the beginning, your head's
everything.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, it took me a little over a year with the crowd, and I'll tell you why.
Really?
No, and the reason why was because that second year I took a class, and it was a self-motivating class, and it taught me how to block out certain things. Mm-hmm. But before then, you know, you hear certain things, and you're like, whoa, because. you know, coming
especially
out
especially on the road.
Right, right. Yeah. Coming from high school, you never play against 5,000, 10,000 unless you're in the Midwest or something like
right,
that.
Right.
And so, you know, at Crenshaw, if we got 300, 400 in the gym, that was a lot.
Right.
But when you get to college in Division One, you're playing. I mean, it gets so loud that you can't even hear yourself think.
Right.
So to be able to block that out, it took that self motivating class for me to block out everything
around. That's really interesting. I hadn't heard that before. Uh-huh. I'm glad you asked that question, Steve, because everybody's different, right?
Right. Right.
And I think a lot comes back down to, your mental makeup, right?
Right,
because
right.
It's all about mentality.
And that's what it is.
And so if you figure out a little way to handle it and that tweaks you, well, then that was part of your development, you know? Same way I prepare for a game.
Right.
I don't prepare for a game now the way I did my first year at New Mexico State.
Exactly.
You figure out what works for you to be the best
person that you
could be during the game or best coach.
The aftermath of the game, we'll get into some of the individual performances later, but the aftermath of the game, the things you wanted the guys to see on film, the things you just mentioned, the not playing team defense,
mm-hmm.
the communication, the not reacting and moving as well as you like.
Right.
What did you do, what did you and your staff do to try to get those messages across? And do you think, you know, as much time as you've had, have those messages gotten through?
Yeah, not yet. I mean, obviously they're a work in progress, but I think we have seen some progress in a short amount of time. One is their approach to practice and my approach to practice. You know, eventually I want to have the program where it's a player-led program, right? And when you hit that lull in practice, you got guys to your left and your right,
right
going,
right.
Come on, man, we got to step it up.
Pick
you know,
up.
Or stop playing around, man, or, you know, you got to do a better job at this or that. We don't have that yet. But what we have is a great set of ingredients to eventually have that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's my responsibility to control those moments right now and to lead the practice, the organization, and the structure in a way where every practice we try to maximize what we can get out of it. So to be real pointed, I literally am coaching this team differently than my personality. I want to get to a point one day where they're just pretty much rocking and rolling based off the culture that we've established in the leadership and the, you know, we always talk about getting old and staying old. But right now, I've got to teach them what that looks like. And that's a combination of not letting any details get away right now with all these young guys. And punishments and accountability and discipline for every little thing that I witness in practice. I don't let anything slip right now.
And that's a question I want to ask you about this year and last year. You had a few older guys,
mm-hmm.
and you knew, you know, they could come through for you in certain situations or just talk to another player. Now you got a younger team. Is there more teaching now?
Much more. There's much more teaching.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have another situation where you still have some senior leadership,
mm-hmm.
but to be real candid, Jordy and JoJo, I had Jordy 1 year of playing.
Right.
I had JoJo 2 years of playing.
Right.
I didn't have them 3, 4, 5 years.
Yep.
And so even their development was still in the early stages.
Yeah.
Even though they were older, didn't make them,
right.
You know, the they didn't have my lessons yet.
Right.
So so the leadership in the locker room, the specific things that they needed to share, mm-hmm. the time spent watching – you know, film together and all of the education that goes in grooming and developing a point guard or a senior, we didn't get that time.
Right, right.
So we didn't really have – we called them leaders. We called the leadership because he was a point guard and he was older. But the truth of the matter is, you know, Jordy's still growing and so is JoJo. Both of those guys are still developing.
And getting to that point where it's a player-run program and getting to the point where you've got guys checking other guys in practice and getting them to do the right thing or to play hard, whatever it happens to be, does that have to be an organic thing, or can you facilitate it? Can you actually go to pick a sophomore and say,
no,
you're going to do that?
Right. No, you can mold it. I mean, some of it is comes from how they were raised, and some of it comes from their personality traits, and it's a plethora of things that you have to look at. But you can mold it, like just how you can. You take a military group of young kids and you go through boot camp,
right?
You know, and then you take boot camp and then you put them and parameters that they have to, you know, adhere to. And then and then eventually you've got a well-oiled army or machine to go out and execute the mission. And that's what we're in the process of doing right now.
I'm looking over at our engineer, Chris, who was a grunt for quite a while and served our country very, very proudly.
Chris knows exactly what I'm talking about.
he's wondering where your drill sergeant is.
That would be me.
That would be you.
Right? I would be him, in the words of Tupac, Slim with the tilted brim.
There you go.
Do you like having to do this?
Yeah.
Because like you mentioned a practice today. You just mentioned it here on the show.
Right.
I'm coaching harder. Do you like doing that?
Yeah, I like doing whatever the young men need. Is it my natural state of being? No, this is it. We're joking. We're having fun.
Right,
I like
right.
to, you know, I like to enjoy life, right? But I don't have that luxury in those 2.5 hours when we're on the floor. It's no nonsense.
Right.
You know, you've got to be able to hold their feet to the fire. And so I enjoy it only because I know it's what they need.
Yeah.
So I get into it, and I prepare differently for practice now than I did in you know, my latter years at New Mexico State and my first two.
Are you cool if we scrap Marvelous and just go with Mean?
Mean Marvelous.
You know what? You know, we can scrap Marvelous for one season. And we got
to
go back.
We
bring a Marvelous back at some point.
That's right.
I don't know when, but
we'll make sure it happens. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, talk about some of the individual performances in that exhibition game and the snapshot, the little insight that may have given us into things to come this season. Hey, fans, remember, on the court, it's the job of the defense to protect the rim. On the road, it's the job of the 2019 Nissan Rogue to help protect you with its available advanced safety technologies. Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. You are listening to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino on the UNLV Sports Network from Learfield.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist. The 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility Technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue. For the win. Get to Nissan. Proud partner of the UNLV Rebels. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Make your car shine at Showtime Car Wash on Jones and Tropicana. Full service hand washes, detailing, and more. With a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Monday through Friday, $11.95 early bird special. Uber and Lyft drivers get $3 off. Showtime Premier Car Wash on Jones and Tropicana.
The Orleans Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas.
Where you can win more, play longer, and let the good times roll.
Be relaxed in one of our spacious deluxe rooms and suites.
Be delighted while you play on one of the largest casino gaming floors in Las Vegas, all with your favorite slots and table games.
Be satisfied with 12 great restaurants, 70 bowling lanes, and 16 movie theaters.
Call 1-800-582-6278 or visit OrleansCasino.com to book your next day.
Just minutes from the Strip, and parking is always free.
At Walker, we make buying furniture easy. Let me tell you about Larry's Price, named after me. Larry's Price is honest, so you never have to worry about getting the lowest price, no matter when you shop. Larry's Price is unbeatable. It beats our competitors' so-called sale price in-store or online 7 days a week. We've already done the tough negotiations for you with suppliers I've known for decades. You can trust Larry's Price only at Walker Furniture.
Here in Clark County, we love counting Rebel touchdowns, the seconds until another victory, and the thousands of fans in scarlet and gray. We also love counting those who say count me in to helping a child in need. Our community has over 3,000 children in the foster care system in need of a safe, loving, and temporary home. Can the Department of Family Services count you in, Rebel fans? To learn more about how to support our children in foster care, call 702-455-0181 or visit clarkcountyfosters.org.
Basketball season is here, and the only place to watch your Runnin' Rebels play on the road is Born and Raised, located on Warm Springs between Buffalo and Durango, and in Henderson on St. Rose and Eastern. Watch the game on our 106-inch HD projector screen, enjoy our Bud Light, and Michelob Ultra specials, and our award-winning Best of Las Vegas menu. Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road, is the only place to watch the Rebels play.
Imagine an ER waiting room with your favorite blanket and pillow, your cat's Pixel and Widget, and your mom's chicken soup. At Dignity Health, we know the only thing worse than being in pain is being stuck in an ER waiting room. So we offer in quicker. You get an estimated ER arrival time online so you can start your wait at home. It's just another way of putting leading-edge medicine within easy reach. Learn more at strosehospitals.org/ER. Dignity Health, including St. Rose Dominican's Rose de Lima, San Martin, and Siena campuses in Henderson and Las Vegas. Hello, human kindness.
Insurance doubt can pop up when you least expect it. Like when you realize your home might be in a flood zone. Or when you realize you don't know what a deductible is. So you text mom and she replies with a 40-part answer. Or when you're ziplining and aren't sure if your wedding ring is covered. If you have insurance doubt, call a AAA agent, visit a branch, or AAA.com/outsmart. Outsmart insurance doubt. AAA. Outsmart life.
Make your car shine at Showtime Car Wash on Jones and Tropicana. Full service hand washes, detailing, and more. With a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Monday through Friday, $11.95 early bird special. Uber and Lyft drivers get $3 off. Showtime Premier Car Wash on Jones and Tropicana.
Ball into Rollins, left side. A jump shot is short. And a nice job by Justin to rebound and give the ball to Robotham. Rebels in the front court. Robotham nice. Up ahead to Mbake for the slam dunk. One of the highlights from the Rebels exhibition win over the Yellow Jackets last week. Getting ready for the season opener. Saturday night, Loyola Marymount in town. 7 o'clock with the tip. We'll be on the air on this station on AM 920 at 6:30 with Runner Rebel. Warm-up football. UNLV football down at San Diego State will be on ESPN 1100 on Saturday night. John Sandler, Robert Smith, Steve Cofield, and head coach Marvin Menzies here at Bailiwick with a nice crowd on hand to join themselves as we're getting you ready for the season opener. Coach, that highlight, perfect segue into starting to talk about some of the players who really showed how hard they've been working and that work paying off, starting with Mbake. He had a terrific game. Against a smaller opponent for sure.
Right.
But, boy, he really played hard. He got a double-double, 17 rebounds, 15 points.
Well, and that was one of the things that we talked about when, as a staff, like we want to see who's matured a little bit in this short little sample size and who's taken a step in the right direction and then what young guys, you know, how they would handle the spotlight, so to speak. So Mbake obviously jumped out at us as a guy that – and we saw it in practice, but, you know, like Robert mentioned earlier, that it doesn't always carry over.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So it did in a big way with Mbake. He actually got hit yesterday in practice, so he had to miss practice today. We were going to maybe go through the concussion protocol deal with him, but it looks as if he'll be good to go. So that was good. He actually came back from the doctor the latter part of practice and practiced today.
Good.
So,
good. That's good to hear.
But he's in great shape, and he's one of those guys that because of his nature of energy, and I don't know if it's nature of energy, but just how hard he plays, yeah. He's going to get some things done in spite of it, whether he's in the right spot or whatever. He'll also create some fouls, yeah. and do some things with that high energy, but that's a learned trait, and we'll correct that as he develops and matures.
Well, like you said, you know, seeing some of the guys in practices that I went to, he was one that impressed me early mm-hmm. in the practices, and to see him play the game that he played, I wasn't surprised,
right.
but I was impressed.
Right. Me too.
Well, I thought, I mean, last year, obviously, he relied almost entirely on just his athleticism.
Right. Yeah.
And this year, caught the ball in the post, mm-hmm. little jump hook,
right.
a couple of post moves starting to develop.
Yep.
I mean, this could be special by the time it's a finished collegiate product.
That's the plan, right? I mean, you know, we talk about it all the time, but just imagine and go down this line of thought with me for a moment. Okay, you got a kid who comes in, not all the way down like that.
Right.
but you got a kid, young man who comes in to the country, doesn't speak English, mm-hmm. Very little, goes to a high school in Florida. I think he was only there for a year, actually. Develops the language. Very intelligent young
Absolutely,
man, but you know, that's always the challenge, right? So he's got that going on, just being in a foreign land and not an English-speaking, you know, first language guy. So you got all of that going on. Then you're talking terminology on the basketball court.
Right.
You're talking about how fast we talk as coaches and instruct. And then you look at that athleticism and you see just the natural God-given talent in that first year. And then the next year, you start to see what we saw
right.
against Montana State Billings, which is not a finished product, but by an exponentially better product than last year. Now picture that in a year from now and another year
right,
from there.
Right.
And we all went through the journey with him in his development. You and a big smile and a well-spoken young man who embraces, you know, what it is to be a rebel. That's he should be the epitome of what we're trying to do and grow mm-hmm. and win a bunch of games along the way.
Well, and the fact that, I mean, you know, having done this as long as I have and trying to get to know players, and it's trying because mm-hmm. some guys, I mean, you know, I'm an old man. I don't have anything. I don't play basketball. I don't have anything in common with these kids.
Right.
But his openness, his willingness to engage, to talk about his family, talk about his background, talk about his journey yeah. to get to UNLV and talk about that. I mean, it is such a pleasure to talk to him because he actually holds a conversation.
You know, it's funny. We had an event at Bill Paulus's house last Sunday, and we had several of the Running Rebel Club boosters and supporters there. And you know, Mbaka, and I don't tell those guys, hey, look, these are the big money guys. Go and say hi. You know, it's just as organic, you know.
Right.
I had three or four of them come up and say, boy, the Mbaka is, you know, what a nice young man.
Yeah,
I mean, he comes over, how you doing, sir? Nice, you know, to meet you. And he sits down and he has a conversation. And, you know, granted, Noah's probably the best at it, right?
Oh, absolutely.
No doubt.
I call him the ambassador. Like I could have a
That's
better
it.
Guy on the team right now for my segue. But but he's born and raised here in England, you know, mm-hmm. England. So picture that.
Right.
And add all of those other challenges. That's how special the young man
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I have a feeling if Mbaka ever needed a hot meal or a place to stay, the Quirks would
be.
Quirks would be pretty good.
Yeah, as long as it's in compliance.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
But you know, I don't.
Catch a meal trick, man. Right.
Sometimes I don't think people really understand what those guys go through coming from your country to another country, you know, and changing, you know, just changing your place of living. That's tough. I mean,
being away from your family.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, and it's not like you can go on the weekend and get home cooked meals
right.
or whatever.
Right.
Because, you know, when I went over to Monaco, I was 27, 28 years old. So right. I was old enough to make that change.
Right.
But at 17, 18, you change your whole lifestyle, you know, to come over and play college ball and not see your family for months, you know, years for some of them.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been tough for me.
You would have been all right being 17 in Monaco?
Let me tell you
yeah.
something.
Man,
but I wasn't 17
I
in
wasn't,
Monaco.
I wasn't mature enough to wear a monogram shirt. let alone go to Monaco.
Man.
Yeah,
man.
No, I'm good right there with Mom.
Oh, yeah.
I was good staying right at the house.
You've had interactions with Mbaka, Steve.
Huh?
And I mean, I don't know how he is with sort of members of the media in that context, but the kid is just – He's a grown-up
yeah.
in terms of his interactions.
What was your first impression?
Just a nice guy. Yeah, yeah. Nice guy and open to talk. And obviously when you're first walking up to any player, you know, they're going to be a little reserved.
Yeah.
But he's pretty open. You know, I wanted to ask you, are you paying attention to one of your former players, Siakam, and what he's doing? Because he is.
Yeah,
he's exploded. I'm not asking you to compare the two.
Right.
But, I mean, that would be one of the cases of a guy you had in a program
right.
who came over and has turned into
a
monster. He's averaging like 12 and 8, and I mean, he's probably still at the front end of development.
Yeah, you know, he gave LeBron the business the other night
he did.
In L.A., and he texted me right after the game.
Ah.
Coach, did you see the game? Yeah, I saw the game, bro. He says, stay humble.
That's right. That's right.
Texted me after you balled. You didn't text me when you played horrible, you know. So, we're still pretty tight. And as it relates to the journey, It's very similar. The only difference is Pascal had an opportunity to have a red shirt year, his very first year. He needed to get acclimated to a little bit more than Mbake needed. So he redshirted that first year and gained a lot of experience in that year. So his freshman and sophomore year, Pascal, he took off, you know. And if in a perfect world, I would bring in guys like we did with Bongai, uh-huh. and let them just see what it is first. Just let them kind of be a coach. Yep. Let them kind of, you know, see everything that we're talking about without the fatigue and the sweat, and just listen and get lessons. Yeah. Right. And then let them start their journey after a year. Yeah. Now you got a chance to really have some fifth year seniors, a la BYU and Utah State, you know, those kind of places that have men in the fourth, fifth year. And Bongai's only, I'm sorry, Bongai, Mbake's only 18 years old.
Man. BYU's got like ninth year seniors.
I tell you what. Yeah. It makes a difference, though. It makes a difference for a guy to redshirt and see everything first and, you know, go through the practices and whatever, and then the next year start. Right. It should almost be automatic.
I wish it was. I mean, it used to be, right?
Right. It did.
Play as a freshman.
Yeah, it couldn't play as a freshman. Yeah. I don't know what happened to that one. I don't know why. I guess money.
Yeah.
It's always
I'm sure
the
money
answer,
had something to do with it.
TV, baby.
Always the answer.
TV.
Yeah. We would be remiss if we didn't talk about Chris Clymer. This is a guy we talked about on the pregame show. Yep, we talked about it last week about what were we going to see. Were we going to see that kind? And obviously, it's just one game.
It's one game. Yeah.
Just one game. But we saw something a lot closer to the Chris Clyburn of the last couple of games of last year than we did to another version. And there were moments in that game where he said, I mean, it was palpable.
A little bit.
He said, I am not letting this get away from us.
No, there's no question. What you have in Chris is now a third-year guy which has seen a lot. He's seen the ups, he's seen the downs.
That's right.
And now he knows what it looks like. So when you know what it looks like, then you understand how to apply it to maybe even getting to the leadership mode. And we don't talk about him as a leader per se because of his quiet demeanor, but he's actually been really good in the locker room with the guys.
Is that
really
right?
Good in the dorms. Yeah, he's talking to them and treating them like the old school guy in the group, which is awesome. And I think anytime that you teach, you learn.
That's right.
So once he continues to do that, he continues to build his confidence, and he also continues to build his consistency.
Yeah, I thought there was a change when I walked in to practice early this year, and he said hi.
Yeah.
That's not him.
That's not
him.
He's a quiet guy with the hood up and, you know, in his own world. But, boy, was he good.
Yeah, he was special, and we needed him to be. And, you know, we subbed in Nunu and needed a little offense. I didn't plan on playing him the second half, but we needed a little experience out there, and I went with him. And I think Shakur and who else was out there? Noah, Nunu, and then we kind of turned it back, got the lead, and then just held on.
Well, you put Nunu in the game, and he immediately got you
a huge steal. He got a steal, and he got a bucket, and goes the distance for the layup, and then you know, just did some experienced things.
Right.
Where like what Steve had mentioned or Robert had mentioned earlier about how he was just overwhelmed last year. Mm-hmm. This year, he goes right in and says, okay, I gotta do something to help us win.
Right. Yeah.
Well, we're going to take another break. We're going to come back. We got a special guest with us for our next segment. But fans, remember, you can put your trust in a bank that's been focused on serving the people and businesses in Nevada and all across the country since 1863. That's U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. You're listening to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino on the UNLV Sports Network from Learfield.
Guys, basketball is a way of life. A game that puts you to the test when every play can tip the balance to win or lose. The teammates depend on you, and you got their back. And the score, well, that's your measure of dedication.
We got next.
Finley Toyota's got your back. From purchasing your first car to servicing your existing one, we're the team that you want on your side.
I'm John Barr, and I'll do anything to sell you a car.
Make your car shine at the Showtime Car Wash on Rainbow and Warm Springs. Get your car washed with a 100% guarantee or your money back. Monday through Friday at $11.95 early bird special, plus window tinting and more. Uber and Lyft drivers get $3 off. Showtime Premier Car Wash on Rainbow and Warm Springs.
Imagine an ER waiting room with your favorite blanket and pillow, your cat's Pixel and Widget, and your mom's chicken soup. At Dignity Health, we know the only thing worse than being in pain is being stuck in an ER waiting room. So we offer InQuicker. You get an estimated ER arrival time online so you can start your wait at home. It's just another way of putting leading-edge medicine within easy reach. Learn more at strosehospitals.org/ER. Dignity Health, including St. Rose Dominican's Rose de Lima, San Martin, and Siena campuses in Henderson and Las Vegas. Hello, human kindness.
At Walker, we make buying furniture easy. Let me tell you about Larry's Price, named after me. Larry's Price is honest, so you never have to worry about getting the lowest price, no matter when you shop. Larry's Price is unbeatable. It beats our competitors' so-called sale price in-store or online 7 days a week. We've already done the tough negotiations for you with suppliers I've known for decades. You can trust Larry's Price only at Walker Furniture.
Insurance doubt can pop up when you least expect it, like when you're a rideshare driver and question if you're covered, or when you park too close to a driving range and wonder how to claim 125-26 dents, or when you look up car insurance online and end up in a search result rabbit hole. If you have insurance doubt, call a AAA agent, visit a branch, or AAA.com/outsmart. Outsmart insurance doubt. AAA. Outsmart life.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Basketball season is here, and the only place to watch your Runnin' Rebels play on the road is Born and Raised, located on Warm Springs between Buffalo and Durango, and in Henderson on St. Rose and Eastern. Watch the game on our 106-inch HD projector screen, enjoy our Bud Light, and Michelob Ultra specials, and our award-winning Best of Las Vegas menu. Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road, is the only place to watch the Rebels play.
Take care of your car at Showtime Automotive Center. ASE certified mechanic, so no job is too big or small. Brakes, AC, transmission work, even oil changes start at $19.99. Showtime Automotive Center, Rainbow and Warm Springs, open 7 days a week.
The Department of Family Services works tirelessly to ensure every child thrives in a safe, loving, and supportive home. But we cannot do it alone. Just like the Rebels need the offense, defense, and special teams working together to win, we need the entire community to come together as a team to support our children and their families as they work towards becoming whole again. To learn more about how to support our children in need, call 702-455-0181 or visit clarkcountyfosters.org.
And now Noah with eight, calling for a pick. It arrived a little late. Noah dribbling out top of the right side. He'll pop for three. Noah's three is good. Why not? He's hit a couple here late, and that should do it for the first half as the buzzer sounds. And the Rebels will have a six-point halftime lead. Noah Rabatha hitting from long range at the end of the first half in the exhibition game against the Yellow Jackets. John Sandler, Robert Smith, Steve Cofield with you. Coach Menzies taking a little break, and we've got a special guest as we're getting you ready for the Runner Rebels season opener against the Lions of LMU, Loyola Marymount University, out of Southern California, West LA, Westchester. We'll get into reminiscing a little bit. I spent a little time in that gym as well. Game time 7 o'clock on Saturday. We'll be on the air on AM 920 right here on KBAD. NBC Sports Radio, starting at 6:30 with Run and Rebel warm-up. But hope you're making your plans. We'd love to see a great crowd. Rebels are going to need it. This is a good team that they're playing, and a very experienced team, which early in the year can make all the difference in the world. We're joined now by a guy with a new title. Congratulations. He used to be the graduate assistant manager.
Yeah.
He is now officially the new video coordinator for the UNLV Run and Rebels.
Okay.
Amir Baher. Amir, welcome. Congratulations,
thank
man.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it.
For those of you who aren't aware, this is kind of a typical beginning of a path toward becoming a coach. You start out as a manager, you become a video coordinator, and you kind of work your way up through the ladder. And that's a big step.
Yeah, it's a big step. My journey maybe wasn't as traditional. Coach Menzies did not know who I was before I got hired. They took a shot on me, shot in the dark.
Does he know you don't know anything about video or anything like that?
Fake it till you make it.
There you go.
Till someone tells me to go home.
Right. There you go. So tell us how you got here.
I worked for Loyola Marymount University. Imagine went that. To school there. I worked for Coach Dunlap over there for about a year and a half while I was living in L.A. Was also interning for the Clippers and a couple of other professional sports teams in L.A. Before I figured out that basketball was what I wanted to do. I graduated college and just sent some emails, shot in the dark, and was fortunate enough to get a response from Coach Menzies and came out to work one of his youth camps in the summer. And from there, just kind of relationship grew, and here we are.
That's exciting. So. That's very, very cool. So you know this LMU team. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. But is the goal to become a coach in some capacity?
I think at the beginning of last year when I started, I wasn't sure. But just kind of being on the floor and being around the coaches and watching the film, it's kind of grown that way to the point where
like an illness.
Yeah. Exactly. So I think at this point I'm comfortable saying the goal is probably to be a coach one day.
That's pretty remarkable. Yeah. That's a lofty goal. But, I mean, Robert, Steve, we're around it. We watch what these coaches go through. Putting their lives in the hands of 18-year-olds. I'm being a little bit flippant, but you are in large measure. It's not an easy career. No. It certainly isn't. And nobody is telling you you're doing a great job all the time. Yeah. You got critics chirping at you all the time. So what is it about coaching that makes you want to jump in?
I don't know. To be honest, being a graduate assistant is kind of a grind. I mean, I like to say you're the first one in, last one out of the office. And I think I figured it out when maybe about like a month in, every day was ending at like 9 p.m. It was like 12, 13-hour days. And I called my mom on the ride home, and she was like, well, is it wearing you out? And I was like, no, I actually don't mind it. I kind of enjoy it. And then that's when you figure out, hey, maybe this is what I want to do. So,
Amir, let me ask you, when you were down in California – what made you think about coming to Las Vegas? I mean, was it one thing or a number of things that gave you that idea to check here first?
Yeah, I mean, other than the cost of living.
right, yeah.
Big difference.
No, I just, being on the West Coast and kind of just keeping tabs on the programs in this area, and, I had my eye on what was going on here, and I knew Coach got hired, and I knew it was going to turn into something special with everything we have here. And I remember just reading up more and more and just saying if I could figure out a way to be some kind of part of that. I was fortunate enough because it was early in Coach Menzies' tenure, there just happened to be a spot on the staff. But I kind of had my eye here and was just fortunate enough that the timing worked out. And,
that's great.
What makes you excited for this team? You've been around the program now a little bit. You've gone through the roller coaster ride that we've all been through in the last couple of years. What makes you excited about this team? Not saying that they're going to win every game, what have you, but what specifically about this team makes you excited?
This team is just really hardworking. I mean, to the point where, my phone does not stop ringing. Hey, can we get a workout in? Can we get a workout in? Can we get in the gym? And then, you get home and then, hey, actually, can you come back? I want to, get in. It's a really hardworking team. And, I think the biggest thing that stands out is when you're in the day-by-day grind with them, maybe you don't see how much the guys are improving, collectively and individually. But when you look over a long period of time, someone makes a play during practice and you step back and you just say, like, wow, I didn't realize how much better we've gotten as a team.
Right.
And so that's the thing that makes me most excited.
What are your duties? Like, what's the most important thing you have to do?
Video for sure. I mean, just – Once you get into the grind of the season and you're playing 2-3 games a week, just staying ahead. I mean, we obviously want to have at least 5, 6, 7 games of scout film on each team we're going to play. So just staying ahead, make sure we have all the all the necessary info to come up with the game plan, but also still being in the present and, you know, worrying about LMU, where at the same time I'm worried about Southern Utah and Pacific and Valpo right now. So just kind of balancing that, but video is the main thing for sure.
This might be super nerdy, but like, what is the access to the video for the kids? Where can they – do they have to go somewhere to watch it? Can they now get it on their phones, on computers?
Yeah, it's really easy nowadays. I mean, they'll just text me, and I have all the games kind of saved on the cloud, essentially. And whenever they want film, I can just, you know, shoot them a link via text. And this group by far is way more into film.
Basketball film.
Yes.
And I mean, but you cut this film. There's offense. There's specific offensive film. There's certain plays. I mean, it's not just a 2 hour running time video of a game. They can get a whole bunch of different stuff filtered by whatever they want. Almost.
Oh, exactly. I mean, my job is essentially to cut up the game so that anything. Well, you know, one of our coaches wants to look at, they can look at. If they just want to see the made threes by number 20 on the other team in the second half, they should be able to filter it that specific. And essentially I just look at, my job is to make their job as easy as possible and keep everything off their plate except what's at hand.
It's got to be tough being on the road, say, for instance, when we go to Hawaii, just having all that ready. And I know for each game and then maybe games ahead or games back, the guys want to see – that they did wrong. It's got to be pretty tough for you.
Yeah, I haven't been through a tournament like we're going to play in Hawaii, so that's going to be a challenge because you don't know who you're going to play.
Right.
And so when I say, you know, 5 to 8 games ready on each team, now it's 5 to 8 games ready on, like, you know, 6 teams, and you don't know who's...
Well, just to give the fans an indication, we get on the bus after a game.
Right.
And either Coach Menzies and or other members of the staff will say, hey, Amir, I want to see this from the upcoming opponent. And it'll be on an iPad, you know, the defensive plays, the zone defensive plays from this opponent coming up, because you got to get right after. Now, I will tell you, have you heard, because the video coordinator at the road games doesn't generally sit on the bench. He's busy
moving back and forth.
Well, and recording video. Have you been told about some of the places you get to sit on the road?
I've heard some stories about being crammed into TV trucks in the parking lot, and you know
that would actually be a bonus. I remember going upstairs right before a game at Utah State, and former Runner Rebel video coordinator Rich Hilliard was sitting on a milk crate with his equipment plugged into the wall, on a concourse. I mean,
I believe
that was all they had for him.
Yeah.
So it's not an easy job, but I know you're going to do a great job. All right, real quick, Loyola Marymount, you know the program. This is an experienced team, and it's a tough-nosed team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is they're bringing back all 5 starters, returning 85% of their scoring from last year. Coach Dunlap's a great coach. He's, you know, in the NBA for a year, coached the Charlotte Bobcats. The thing that jumps out about them, they really don't get blown out a ton. I mean, if you look at them, they're in the games against, you know, the Gonzagas, you know, the BYUs, the St. Mary's of their conference. They're a gritty team. And so you really don't – they're one of those teams. You don't want to let them hang around because, you know, they'll try to wear you down. That's their goal. They play physical, and they try to, you know, wreak havoc, cause turnovers, and that's kind of their style of play.
Well, I'm sure you will get that message across to the Runner Rebels, and they will be ready. Amir, thanks for being with us.
Pleasure.
Really appreciate it.
Thanks,
John. Best of luck in your new role, and we'll get a chance to visit. Amir does an unbelievable job, no matter what he's asked of in this program. He does a great job, and he's a pretty good stick on the golf course, no doubt. We'll take another break. Fans, remember, there are so many ways to be satisfied at the Orleans Hotel and Casino. Experience Bailiwick, where we are right now, All-American Pub and Eatery. Food and fun, it's what they do. Savor the latest and greatest variety of flavors at the Orleans. Back with more Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Bailiwick here at the Orleans on the UNLV Sports Network from Learfield.
What do Vegas locals know that most visitors don't? That you can see snow in the distance on many a 100-degree day. That our home is one of the few places you might use the AC and the heater the same day. And that all that natural beauty makes this a great place to live. Which is what Yes Air Conditioning is here for. Since 1954, Yes Air Conditioning's strategy has been simple. We get your AC working and keep it working, so you don't have to think about it. Call now and have the peace of mind knowing that the Yes Man can. Call 888-4937 or visit theyesmancan.com. License 71246.
Expecting an insurance company to look out for your best interest is like asking Cofield to stick to sports. It's not going to happen. I'm Justin Watkins with Battleborn Injury Lawyers. What's more important to an insurance company, their bottom line or your best interests? Don't go it alone and don't get ripped off. Call Battleborn Injury Lawyers and meet with me or Matt Hoffman. We will represent your best interest and work to maximize your recovery. If you've been injured, call Battleborn Injury Lawyers at 570-9000. That's 570-9000.
I think you should get your Thanksgiving turkey this year at Findlay Toyota. Test drive any new vehicle at Findlay Toyota this Saturday between 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. and we'll give you a turkey, an actual bird, ready to cook and serve. So get ready to drive your turkey home, maybe even in a brand new Toyota. What better way to celebrate Thanksgiving than with a delicious turkey from Findlay Toyota? Get yours this Saturday with any new vehicle test drive. No purchase necessary, limit one per household while supplies last. Happy Thanksgiving from Findlay Toyota.
Interstate batteries are some of the longest-lasting car batteries in the business. And you can find those long-lasting batteries at over 100,000 locations across the nation. And yet, we recycle even more batteries than we sell. Why? Because we don't just want to get you going. We want to make sure where you're going remains worth getting to. Interstate Batteries, the nation's number one car battery recycler.
And he can tie it with 8 seconds to go. And he does. Houston inbounds, 8 seconds to go, gives it to Noah Robotham. Robotham quickly in the front court. Robotham hands to Clyburn. Clyburn drives. Clyburn down the left side, lays it up and in! 1 second to go. Did they call a foul? No. Howard inbounds.
No
throws
foul.
It to Yoshida.
Nope.
Yoshida too late.
Clyburn
blocked the shot, and Chris Clyburn wins the game for the Rebels on a terrific drive off the backboard, laying it in with 1.1 to go. Exciting end to the exhibition game. It was actually a lot of fun. Obviously, it was more fun because Chris Clyburn made that shot at the end of the game. But it really was a lot of fun at the Thomas Mack the other night. Renton Rebels getting ready for the opener, the season opener, Saturday night against Loyola Marymount. 7 o'clock with the tip, 6:30 Renton Rebel warm-up on AM 920 Sports Radio. John Sandler, Robert Smith, Steve Cofield, and Coach Marvin Menzies joining us. You know, Coach, since the beginning, I have enjoyed the beginning of your tenure at UNLV. I've enjoyed getting to know the staff that you put together. And you know, we talked about in when you first joined the program, first took over the program, that was your best recruiting job. And it's not just the assistant coaches. It's guys like Amir and guys like Tim Daniels and you know,
Preston and everybody else. Yeah, it's you know, you think about it, like any successful corporation, you're only going to be as good as the people that you work with.
That's right.
And so I think that was probably my best recruiting job, you know, in the initial few months. I brought in, you know, Andre LaFleur and Rob and Coach Brown, Eric Brown, and then we kind of built the support staff from there. Some of them have gone on to, I like to think I have a little, I don't have a huge tree, but I think I've got some pretty
shrub.
Good guys. I got a large shrub now. You know? Keith Brown moving on and getting back onto the floor, and Brandon Mason on the floor at UNM, and so those guys were here with me in the inaugural year. And so, you know, at the end of the day, you have to have loyalty. You've got guys that, like Amir mentioned, that keep things off your plate, make you look good, and help you win games. You know, and all of that while instilling the culture that is a championship culture into the young men in the program.
So let's start moving towards the Loyola Marymount game. One, you gave us an update on Mbacke Jong that, you know, he got clearance on the noggin. He's good to go.
Good to go.
Amari Hardy.
Amari was at practice.
Okay.
I thought he was going to be sleeping, to be honest with you. He got those wisdom teeth out.
How many?
You know, I think he took them all.
Really?
I'm
All seven.
No, let me go out on a limb here and say that. But it was either it was three or all. And it was just one of those deals where if we're going to knock you out, we might as well get these other ones while we're there. And it was just something that had to happen because the pain started to get to. We were looking for a window of time where we could do it, but unfortunately progressed too rapidly. And so we had to almost do like an, I don't want to say emergency surgery because it was just wisdom teeth, but they went in and took care of it. But when you deal with the stitches and all of that stuff, I know you guys, it's been a while.
No. This is why I like the story. I actually had one popped out. I actually have three of them still. I had one popped out like 3 months ago.
And oh, really?
I'm so old that the dentist was like, pop, it's gone. I was like, wait, that's it?
He just,
I
heard this didn't he just hit you on the shoulder and it fell out?
Basically, and I thought I was going to be down for the day. And no, I may have done the show that day.
Really?
Well, come on, doing a radio show as compared to practicing.
Yeah, right.
I'm not going to act like I'm a tough guy.
That's
here.
Pretty cool if you could pull out, you know, a wisdom tooth with a tweezer.
It's kind of scary, too. The status of my mouth and my teeth.
All right, we got the health update. We need to take one more break. But when we come back, we're going to get a little bit of a scouting report, get an idea of what you want to see from your team. And talk about some new things at the Thomas & Mack. There's some great promotions going on.
Really good ones.
We'll give you that information when we return. You're listening to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino on the UNLV Sports Network from Learfield.
Imagine an ER waiting room with your favorite blanket and pillow, your cat's Pixel and Widget, and your mom's chicken soup. At Dignity Health, we know the only thing worse than being in pain is being stuck in an ER waiting room. So we offer in quicker. You get an estimated ER arrival time online so you can start your wait at home. It's just another way of putting leading-edge medicine within easy reach. Learn more at strosehospitals.org/ER. Dignity Health, including St. Rose Dominican's Rose de Lima, San Martin, and Siena campuses in Henderson and Las Vegas. Hello, human kindness.
Guys, basketball's a way of life. A game that puts you to the test when every play can tip the balance to win or lose. The teammates depend on you, and you got their back. And the score, well, that's your measure of dedication.
We got next.
Finley Toyota's got your back, from purchasing your first car to servicing your existing one. We're the team that you want on your side.
I'm John Barr, and I'll do anything to sell you a car.
Here in Clark County, we love counting Rebel touchdowns, the seconds until another victory, and the thousands of fans in scarlet and gray. We also love counting those who say, count me in, to helping a child in need. Our community has over 3,000 children in the foster care system in need of a safe, loving, and temporary home. Can the Department of Family Services count you in, Rebel fans? To learn more about how to support our children in foster care, call 702-455-0181 or visit clarkcountyfosters.org.
The Orleans Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas.
Where you can win more, play longer, and let the good times roll.
Be relaxed in one of our spacious deluxe rooms and suites.
Be delighted while you play on one of the largest casino gaming floors in Las Vegas, all with your favorite slots and table games.
Be satisfied with 12 great restaurants, 70 bowling lanes, and 16 movie theaters.
Call 1-800-582-6278 or visit OrleansCasino.com to book your next day.
Just minutes from the Strip, and parking is always free.
Back here, our final segment, Bailiwick inside the Orleans. John Sandler, Robert Smith, Steve Cofield, head coach Marvin Menzies. Running Rebels open against Loyola Marymount Saturday night, 7 o'clock. We'll be on the air at 6:30. Running Rebel warm-up on AM 920. And, Coach, I know you have been part of the discussions and the implementation of some great new programs at UNLV for the fans.
Yeah, I really like the marketing team we have in place right now. And I think with Learfield in conjunction with them, I've had great ideas, great family. They do a really, really good job of trying to be creative and engaging to what our specific demographic needs to get their butts in the seats, you know. And it starts with the students, and then it extends to the community. So looking forward to it.
All You Can Eat Special starts this week, Steve?
Yes.
Five-game prep plan?
Turns to me the glutton expert. Five games, as low as $90. You get this game, Loyola Marymount. You get Cincy. You get Boise State. You get San Diego State and Reno. So, I mean, they're all good games, too. And
then five of the marquee games.
You can upgrade from there. It's all you can eat. Nachos, hot dogs, soda, and popcorn. I don't think there's a beer option, but I would pay like $1,000 for that.
So, five game, you get a five-game plan, and each game it's all you can eat.
Yes.
Tremendous.
Go to the game full.
And I know the rebellion is trying to reinvigorate, get some new things going.
Yeah, the RRC has donated some funds to help get them to stay around campus after classes. So it's hard when they go home.
Right.
To get them back on. So now we're doing some special things, some tailgates and engagement with them to keep them around.
Home court and home court advantage. You know how great the Thomas and Mac can be. Yep. Obviously, we understand, ups and downs and fans' reaction to them. Real quick, home court advantage.
Without the fans, it's you have none. There is no home court advantage without them.
No.
So we need everybody there, butts in the seats, and let's create some really, really good memories going forward.
Sounds perfect. Starts Saturday night, 7 o'clock. Runner Rebels versus Loyola Marymount. Robert and I have all the action starting at 6:30. Runner Rebel warm-up at AM 920. Want to thank everybody here at Bailiwick, Jared back in our studio, Chris alongside for Steve, Robert, and Coach. This is John saying talk to you Saturday night for the Thomas and Mac. Have a good evening.
Live from Bailiwick, inside the Orleans Hotel and Casino, you've been listening to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show, presented by Fenley Toyota. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Rebel Sports Network.